you're just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Ooh, Amy, hello.
Ooh, Kiria, hi.
How's it going?
Good. Are you going down to Splore?
I'm not. No, I'm staying in Auckland, sadly. I guess it kind of already is in Auckland, but I'm staying away from there.
But you're going to be watching the streaming from BFM all the time, right?
Yeah. I'll be tuning in, probably.
Yeah, I thought so. Same.
Who added for this week? We have in studio Blake Feeney. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys going?
We're doing well, actually.
Hey, Blake. Thanks for coming in. So we're going to be talking to you today about your exhibition, Parvis Magnum, which is opening this Saturday at the Depot in Devonport. Modern teachings in art can only take a student of the arts so far. This is the first quote that I'm greeted with the press release. Yep. Tell me, so are you straight out of, have you just finished studying?
Well, I went to Wycliffe a couple years back to study fashion design. And ended up having to do like a compulsory painting class. Otherwise, I was going to fail the year.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to fail, you have to go and paint. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I did it and hadn't, you know, ever painted before. And they said just basically, you're going to have to swap your major. So I was like, oh, shit, okay, I'll do that. So, yeah, I did that and then kind of got really, you know, like really into it.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where the technical teachings weren't really focused upon, you know, which is cool. You know, that's just modern art, you know, contemporary art. But it got to the point where I, like, really needed to push that, and I wasn't getting that at art school.
Yeah.
So I went off and started trying, like, studying the old kind of, you know, techniques the way the masters would do it.
When you say masters,
yeah,
who do you think of when you think of masters?
Well, when I, you know, I think mainly like early Renaissance artists.
Yeah.
And then from then on straight up until like the first modern artists, like, you know, who we got, you know, your Gauguins and your Cezanne and all those kinds of guys, they were traditionally taught.
Yeah.
You know, but they were able to
move forward with like expressionism and impressionism.
Yeah, and totally. Yeah. Like, you know, once, you know, I just wanted to learn the rules before I could kind of break them, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I was going to say Ilam tends to do that, but that's actually based on 20 years old knowledge.
Totally.
But, that's really interesting. So when you are doing fashion, were you doing textile design and stuff? It's real interesting that they put you into the painting.
Yeah, well, I met this girl overseas in Hungary, and she was like, her mum was a fashion designer and she was a model and a photographer, and I was pretty young, I was like 18 at the time, and we had this little idea we were gonna, you know, both study it and meet up later. And then as soon as I started, I was like, I don't really, not into this at all, you know. Yeah, and then they were just kind of like, well, what are you doing here, you know, which is when, you know, did that first painting, and I was like, oh, okay, this is what I'm about, you know.
Yeah, how awesome. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Magnum opus is a term used to identify an artist's most important or greatest work. Parvis Magnum, the name of your show, does that mean a big, a small big, or what does it refer to?
Yeah, well, like, you know, in the bio for the show, the opus magnum is like a way of studying to reach this kind of, you know, your highest state, like the best kind of artwork you can make.
Yeah.
So I studied that, but, you know, I was like fully aware that I wouldn't be able to do something like that until I was about 80.
Yeah.
So Parvis Magnum, translated in Latin, it means small volcano, which I thought was real cool.
That's gorgeous.
For some reason it turns into like a little eruption, which I like the idea of that.
I really like that. And it's quite topographical considering the location.
Yeah, for sure.
So the way the people in your paintings twist and morph into their surroundings and amidst a murky colour palette, which is punctured with descriptive flowing lines, and the pics of you online with your mates posing up a storm and looking dapper with shades and cravats. It reminds me a little bit of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and the vibe of Hunter S. Thompson's work. Is he an influence of yours, or who are your influences, or not necessarily just artists, but just what inspires you?
Yeah, well, Our family, you know, it's always been, they've always loved art and literacy.
Yeah.
And my oldest brother's a writer, and Dylan, who Kerry plays in a band with, is, you know, he's been into music.
Oh, look at Kitty's face. That's right.
Shout out to Dylan.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, we used to watch Fear and Loathing when I was like 4 years old. Anything kind of like that, I'm well into, you know.
Have you been to Las Vegas?
No, I would love to.
I went to Las Vegas and stayed at Circus Circus on the cheapest nights you can possibly book in Las Vegas, which is Sunday and Monday nights.
Perfect.
And it was great, yeah. Right. It was pretty cool. You should definitely stay at Circus Circus when you're down there.
Yeah, for sure.
If you ever go over there. So, to quote you, the idea of generating art has been washed out over the years. I now understand art to represent the conflicts we face as a species trying to understand itself. Raw materials of this earth combined with subject matter are used to identify these internal conflicts that we are constantly fighting within ourselves and as a society. Your palette is murky and things. It's also quite earthy. Are you using oils, acrylics? What is the subject around your show at the depot that you've got opening on Saturday? Yep. And what can people expect when they turn up?
Well, I ended up mixing my own paint because I was buying tubed paint for a while, but the way that I paint it just didn't, it wasn't adding up.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started studying these kind of like hermetic alchemy tablets, my brother gave me this book of it.
Yeah, cool.
Halfway through the year. And they talk about like the process of generating art as if it is like a spiritual awakening. And it kind of clicked for me, and they use kind of biblical references like Adam in the Bible, who represents red pigment.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So they'll talk about Adam's fall from grace, and what they're really talking about is the materials of the earth turning into these kind of raw essential byproducts that you need to make paint.
Did they talk about the colour of Eve, or is that just Adam? Is Adam Eve?
Well, they don't actually talk about Eve, but they talk about Sophia, who is, they see her as like the first woman who represents wisdom.
Oh,
so
hey,
that's
nice.
Subject matter. Yeah. So I think the way I interpreted it was Adam was the raw materials.
Yeah.
And Sophia is the subject matter of the work, and they've got to work together, you know?
Yeah. To create the vision, I
Harmony,
guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. So how many works have you got up?
I've got 24 for this show.
That's heaps.
Yeah.
How big are they?
They're all kind of about, you know, 1.25 by a metre. That's about the average size.
That's massive.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised it all fitted in the space. And are they all portraits of people, or what scenes are there, people languishing about in the...
Yeah, well, I'm definitely drawn to, like, people as subject matter.
Yep.
And also how they fit into an environment, you know. I'm not necessarily interested in industrial kind of, like, contextual subject matter.
Do you mean like a chair or a still life?
Or buildings any kind of metal.
Yeah, people are interesting because when you paint them, you have a story in your head.
Yeah.
And personality and character kind of comes through.
Yeah, totally.
It's quite creative on a imaginative level.
Yeah, for sure.
What got you? Well, we know what got you into painting. So who is your favourite flavoured artist at the moment?
At the moment?
Anyone.
Well, you know, I got really, and I was, for my first show last year, I was really into my like New York neo-expressionism.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and I kind of got bored of it because it's, you know, once you get it, you kind of feel like you can just go in and do it.
Yeah.
And then I started getting into, like I was talking about before, those early modern artists. So I, you know, for this show, is hugely inspired by like Gao Gan and primitivism.
Oh, yep. Yes, I can kind of see that in what Anusha sent me. Yeah,
and that Matisse as well, you know, Fauvism, which like translate to like beast man, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Those two are huge for me. That single stroke kind of work that you can just work through the painting and get it done without too much layering and stuff.
Yeah. Wow. So you're also going to be on site for the opening, which is this Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you're giving a talk. So people, are you going to give a talk or are you just there to talk to?
I'm doing the talk on Sunday, next day.
Okay. Whoops.
So that will be cool.
All right. Well, I thank you for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me.
Are there any last requests that you would like, you know, any last parting words?
Come along to the exhibition.
Yeah.
It's going to be really good. The work's quite confronting and it's good.
Confronting in what way?
Confronting it. I've been told by a lot of people it makes them feel uncomfortable, which I like a lot.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful day on Sunday. And
awesome.
So I think everyone should come along with ice creams and see you at 2 o'clock on Sunday for the talk, or turn up at on Saturday at 2 for hopefully some wine. There'll be some wine there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Sounds like a good
and
time.
Beer.
And beer. And Kitty is definitely going to be there, aren't you?
I'm going to hopefully try, yeah.
Let me know if you need a lift.
I will. No, thank you so much, Blake, for coming in.
Yeah, cheers, thank you guys. So much. So Blake's work, Parvis Magnum's on at the Depot Art Space, 28 Clarence Street in Devonport. If you'd like to check out some of Blake's work, you can check it out on Instagram under blake.raytown.
Booyah.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touche.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.